This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A winter weather system which dumped snow on parts of the Colorado Mountains overnight is now causing winds of up to 85 miles per hour across the Front Range. Mark Winkowski with the National Weather Service in Pueblo is urging residents to secure loose objects they may have outside their homes and delay travel.
But if you cannot, just make sure you're weather aware and cognizant of potential whiteout and brownout conditions with the potential for blowing dust across the southeast plains.
That blowing dust also means the State Air Pollution Control Division has issued an air quality health advisory. Winkowski says the winds should calm by this afternoon. State House Representative Dave Williams from Colorado Springs will take on GOP Congressman Doug Lamborn. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Williams is one of the most conservative members of the state legislature. He's long championed bills to limit abortion rights and has tried to block Democratic policies on everything from immigrant rights to gun control. Williams joins an already crowded primary field for Colorado's 5th congressional district, which includes El Paso County. It's likely that the winner of the primary will win the general election in the conservative seat. Congressman Lamborn has fended off challengers in the past. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The Denver Art Museum will present a new exhibition of photos by famed artist Georgia O'Keeffe next year. O'Keeffe is best known for her large-scale paintings of flowers and New Mexican landscapes, but the new show examines her photography, displaying almost 100 images. The exhibition begins in July. Admission will be included with any general admission ticket to the Denver Art Museum. This is CPR News and KRCC. Coming up in just a bit, it's Here and Now. Thanks for hanging out.